All Black hooker Cody Taylor choked back tears at an emotional All Blacks press conference today as he paid tribute to his teammate Sean Wainui. 25-year-old Wainui, who played for the Māori All Blacks, the Crusaders and more recently the Chiefs, was killed when the car he was driving hit a tree yesterday morning. The All Blacks, many of whom played alongside him, were shocked to learn of his death following their arrival in Washington after a 30-hour journey from the Gold Coast. Felicity Reid was on the emotional Zoom conference call.
Cody Taylor had played alongside Sean Wainui during his time at the Crusaders. And the outside back had also meant a lot to those who knew him through the Chiefs, Māori All Blacks, Taranaki and the Bay of Plenty. Through tears, he spoke about the impact of his friend's sudden death.
It's pretty tough. I know there's a few boys in here really struggling, as you'd expect, and we sort of touched on it this morning as a group, and there'll be another opportunity to do that later on. But yeah, I just think, you know, with a man with so much mana and respect, I think it's such sad news to hear. And yeah, I suppose there's a lot of shock as well. You don't think it's gonna, I don't know, ever happen to someone, you know, but it, like that, but it does. It's just cruel reality of, I suppose, the world.
Another of Wainui's Crusaders teammates, Sam Whitelock, shared Taylor's sentiments. He says the large touring party are rallying around those who need the support.
Yes, we're here to play rugby, but there's so many other things that can affect that, and this is one of those ones. So people will be going through the different cycles of grief. Obviously, at the moment, it's all very raw still. And everyone's just in their own way connecting with their own stories about Shawnee. For myself, at the Crusaders, obviously, Whitelock and Wainui used to sit next to each other on the planes and used to love having that little catch-up around, you know, where he was in his life as, you know, I think it was 19, 20 when he was at the Crusaders. And so that was my story, but everyone else is connecting with, you know, their memories they have of Shawnee.
25-year-old Wainui was a father to two young children. And for All Blacks with children of their own, it is particularly hard to be a long way from home at a time like this. It took about 35 hours for the All Blacks to travel from the Gold Coast to Washington, D.C., where they'll play the USA Eagles over the weekend. It's the first time since 2016 the All Blacks have played in America, and strict team-imposed COVID-19 protocols mean the squad doesn't have the same freedoms as everyday Americans. For Taylor, who has dealt with the restrictions in New Zealand and Australia, the difference was stark.
Well, I sort of noticed it in the airport since we got into America, just how packed they were, everything's open. You sort of can see why like cases are higher in that over here, but yeah, they're just getting on with life.
The players are waiting clearance to be allowed to play golf in their downtime, but hooker Dane Coles says they're unlikely to get to an NBA or NFL game.
We know what we're getting into, and that's just the way it is, and I don't think you want to risk go a bit of sightseeing to risk your team getting COVID and stuff like that. So look outside the bus and we go to training and see what we can see, and then go to our hotel and spend some quality time with the lads.
The All Blacks play USA before travelling to the UK to take on Wales, Italy, Ireland and France.